Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Hell is simply the absence of where God is. That's all. So when you know this, you will never negotiate his manifest presence in your life for anything. Especially if you have seen it before or you have experienced it. Then sometimes you realize that words fail you to describe how you really feel on the inside. When that woman got a miracle and Jesus said, "Who touched me?" The woman came, knelt, and she worshipped. Something happened to her. Something happened to her. The problem is not whether you cannot commit fornication. The problem is not whether you cannot commit. The problem is, are you willing to take a risk to lose this glory that is upon your life? Is it a worthy exchange? That's the question. How far are you willing to go? How far are you willing to go? Your love is so much sweeter than anything I've tasted. I want to know your heart. I want to know your heart. Your love is so much sweeter than anything I've tasted.
I want to know your
heart. Say, I want to know. Everything I've tasted.
I want to know your
heart. Say, I want to know.
I want to know your heart.
Oh, your love is
so much sweeter than anything I've tasted.
I want to know your
heart. I want to know your heart.
Many years ago, while studying in Ife, OAU Ife, I'd made a very grievous mistake of my life and I'd heard that there was this great servant of God. We call him Daddy Adeshida. It's like the spiritual father over the city of Akure. He had come to my campus in Ife. You know, when you are going through some challenges, you look around you, you don't even know who you can talk to. Especially when you know that you took yourself there. You know, it's not the sin that you committed that it just happened by mistake. You walked yourself into that situation. And I stood up and I looked around. My brother, just because there's a signboard over the building doesn't mean it's a church. It's a church because the glory of God is in that place. It's a church because when we gather, it shows up. It's not because of the keyboard. When we are in the north, we sing and dance without keyboard. We still experience the same effect. You see, it takes a broken man to speak into the heart of another broken man to generate a kind of result. I went into this Anglican chapel, or I don't know what the name of that their chapel again is, but I walked in there. And I didn't know it was there. You see, when you are going through a challenge and you are just walking on the road, I don't know if you know that. You are just walking. You don't know what you are going to do next, but you know you are at a tipping point. If the case is not handled properly, you can tilt over back into the world. You know, I couldn't even pray. Because what the devil kept saying to me is that you took yourself there. I don't know if you know, some of you, when you sin, you still talk to God like nothing happened. You didn't sin. When you sin, even to say I'm sorry, because you know that there's nothing, you are not really sorry. You know, you are only sorry because there's godly sorrow. But you knew that everything from start to finish is you. When I saw that the other Shida, I don't know, I know he's still alive, but it's been years. That was the last time I set my eyes on him. About 15 years now, 16. Then he sat on a chair and I looked at him and I knelt and I said, Daddy, I have sinned against God. And then he looked into my eyes. He said, but I can still see the Holy Ghost inside you. He said, I can, you know, with that broken, it's an elderly man, with that broken voice, he said, but I can still see my son, I can still see the Holy Ghost inside you. Then he laid his hands on me, and I broke down in tears. When we come to God, we don't come to bottle up. That's the one who want. That's the person who's going to help you. You open up. He just laid, you know, when he said to me, but I can still see the voice. It was like a broken voice from a broken heart that came into a broken soul. All my defenses just came down. And he just laid his hands on me. He said, Father, help him again. My brother, I don't know what happened, but when I stood up, I had no guilt. I had no shame. I said, God, do you forgive just like that? You see, you've not been forgiven much. You don't know. You've been all your life in church. You don't know. You don't know. I stood up. I became afraid of God. Not because of his power, but because of his compassion. I rose from that ground without any sense of him. He didn't even give me his number. He just said, go and do what God has asked you to do. I don't know who is bottling up, but today we are here to open up. It doesn't matter what happened. It takes a man who has received mercy to give it. Are you hearing me? If you've never received mercy, you may not know the value. Listen to me. To see the glory of God, please have your seat. To see the glory of God, there are three sacrifices that must be offered. As we read in Leviticus chapter 9. First of all is the sin offering. The second, so it says it's good to see you. And I want to appreciate my sister from Lekki Church. God bless you. God bless you. I'm sure this is the first time we are meeting. You were there the last time I came. God bless you. I hope you are getting blessed. Amen. There are three offerings, sacrificial offerings, that Leviticus 9 tells us. And please, I don't want to sound too deep, but I want you to hear me. Because today I came for those people who are bottling up. Can you hear me? I said I came for those who bottled up. There are people who did stuff and it was not resolved, but they allowed time to pass on the matter. With the feeling like if time passes, we'll forget. But the thing is still hanging over your head in the spirit realm. Because it's showing unresolved. You know, in your office, some of these softwares, when you push a particular request, you say unresolved, treated, rejected, authorized. So the issue is hanging. You thought you forgot, but God is saying we need to look at this thing. Because bottling up is a sign of pride. Bottling up is a sign of pride. You want to sound justified before him. You want to feel like you have earned the right to be forgiven. I say no flesh can be justified in his presence. So today is not for champions. Today is for broken people. People who have stories to tell about where they fell, but yet their heart cries out. No matter what happens, when a marriage breaks up, both parties must have one fault or the other. You understand? No, one person cannot break a marriage. It takes two people. You see, when that situation happened, I called my friend AY. I think he went out. He was in Abuja. So I called him. I said, "Why, this was going on. You don't have a friend simply because you are gossip partners. He or she is not your friend because you can gossip. That thing you call revelation is gossip. You have a friend. When you fall, the first thing he does, cover you. That is the first thing. Now, to those who are outside, say, crucify him. Crucify him. Say, I'm his father. Whatever he has done, we'll pay. You see, when you don't have spiritual covering, you don't really know what you are losing. When Elisha sent Gehazi, take my rod, go and lay it upon the dead child. Was it Gehazi's anointing that will raise the child? That's the power of covering. It's the anointing of your father in the Lord that is going to do that thing. I called my friend. And then he called my wife. And they discussed. My wife was livid. My brother, I am standing today because coincidentally there was an elderly man that came to Ife. The day, and I don't know, you know, you're just on the road, just walking, until I walked into this cathedral. I didn't know anything was going on in that church. But the moment I saw him, I recognized him from Akure. You want to follow a leader that is tough, that is perfect, that is okay. We have an high priest that is touched by the feelings of our infirmity. When you say to him, Lord, I cannot hold on, I'm going to break, he will say, I know. He will not say, he will not tell you, after all I've taught you, you are still not matured. He is touched means that he knows what you are saying. Because he was also tested in all points. Not everything, all points. And there are only 3 points. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. So he was tested. Before the power of God came upon him, they tested him with food. It was not really food. It was his appetite. Appetite, the desire to satisfy the flesh. The longing of the flesh. So that we need to be sure that you will not see Mary Magdalene tomorrow and say, God says she's your wife. Because the content of your assignment did not involve marriage. God may say yes to you on it, but he may say no to the other person. It's still the same God talking. And let me tell you, every time God begins a restoration process in your life, don't expect the devil to back off immediately. Come on, are you hearing now? I say every time God begins a restoration work in your life, the next person you will see is Satan. I came back from my restoration. I met Bola waiting for me. You know, I just say, no be today again. No be today. You know, in my mind, no. God has restored me. No be today. But when she started talking softly to me, what happened? Where are you coming from? No. After what God has done for me, say, Alpha, come and sit down now. What's wrong with you? Why are you looking so pale? Then I started having flashes of memories. You know, those flashes. Because you refuse to see vision. Now they are showing you vision. I started remembering things and my resolve. You know, you are sweating like, So this is where you finally ended your life. Ha. You know that feeling of ha, ha. After God's effort on you. Ha. My saving grace that day is that we were at the open space at the ground floor of maybe education faculty or so. But you know, despite the fact we were in the open, I was sweating. Because I realized that it is not just that God restores you. God must also give you the grace to stand in your restoration. What many of us did is that we became restored, then we pocket our hands. We know what we have believed. We know who saved us. I know how he revealed himself to me. You are going to fall. Because when Bolanle starts talking to you, and the girl was my kind of, you know, me, I like extreme colors. I like very dark and very fair. And she was very dark. And she was bisexual. You see some things and you're asking if this is real. And everybody is praying. No? Everybody is praying. Everybody has a Bible beside their bed. If you don't know what it cost him to come all this way for you, if you don't know, if it doesn't occur to you, you will not understand some of the things I want to say. In the city of Lagos, where people choose pastors, depending on the size of the stage and the stage light, because that's the one that matters to your destiny. You want to blow. Look for somebody that can open his cars and say, come and see. Come and see where I was crucified. Come and see my nails, Thomas. I rose the dead, but I have marks in my body to show for it. Paul later came back and said, let nobody trouble me again. Your wala is too much. Open my back. You will see markings of floggings. When they were flogging me, Jesus didn't send angel the way he sent to Peter. He allowed them to flog me and mark my body. Nobody should trouble me because I bear on me the marks of what? He didn't call it the marks of the Jewish Roman soldiers. He called it the marks of Christ. Everything you suffer for standing with him and for him, they are marks and emblems of glory. Those are the places the glory will stream from in the realm of the spirit. Spirit move over me. Spirit move
over me.
Listen, there are three sacrifices that was spoken about here. The first is the sin offering. This scripture teaches us that for a man to see glory, a sin offering must be presented. That sin offering speaks of what? The lamb that was slain before the foundations of the earth. That means that every time there is something standing between you and your glory, and the glory of God that is not more visible to your spirit, you must begin to address the issue of how you stand with God. Because nothing clouds a man's judgment, nothing clouds a man's ability to perceive God like sin. You see, there are some things we do now. They are what things we call woke. But in the Bible, it is still sin. Are you hearing me? It's called wokeness. God didn't ask us to be perfect on our own. It is together when we stand that your strength becomes a cover for my weakness. And my own strength becomes a cover for your own weakness. But no lone ranger will survive. Because every time the devil wants to come against you, he will first isolate you and put you in a place. And you will be there quoting Bible that, I know who I believe, I don't need anybody in my life. Even Jesus, our Lord Jesus, needed men to pray with him before he died. Say, hey, pray for me. You people, you are not praying for me. I imagine Jesus begging Peter. Peter, this one is not like before. Pray for me. Say, yeah. Then he turns his back. All those emergency tongues. You know emergency tongues? But the one with the burden of destiny knew he must not allow down, so he went far away. This one, if I pray with this one, I am finished. There are people that when you pray, I don't pray with everybody, I select people I pray with. Because some people, you know, before I was already sleepy. Now I came to pray with you. When I see you firing on all cylinders under 5 minutes, I know it is sleep that will end everything. I know it is sleep. Because you are going 6 hours, you can't be firing like this. Now, what's your problem? You take it, you know, we climb. And there are some people that like to terrorize people in their prayer life. They raise their voice to let you know that they are your senior. You see, the issue of atonement is so important because that is the foundation that must be laid for every life that will see his glory. Because when you look at the animal that was offered as a sin offering, that animal represents Christ. But it doesn't only represent Christ, it represents you. Because when he died, we also... Oh, are you with me now? I said when he died, we also... So when you see the work of atonement being painted to you, don't just see Christ. See you there. Because only dead men see his glory. Come on. Only dead men see his glory. Only dead men can hijack it. Christ, our Lord Jesus, has become our Passover lamb. Do you know Passover lamb? 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. Christ has become our Passover lamb. You see, the issue of sin is a personal matter. If you don't prioritize it, it's just like when in your office they tell you this is the chain of command to getting a particular approval. There was somebody in my office then that was fired in IT because he needed to make a decision and there was nobody to approve. But in order to save the bank from problem, he went ahead and did the thing. The bank was saved, but they sacked him. Do you understand my story? Did you hear my story? The brother did something, saved the bank a huge loss. But in the morning when they came and saw what happened, they didn't interpret it as he was trying to help them. They interpreted it as potential sabotage. And they fired him. Do you know, later he came back, but do you know why he came back? They realized that the software, there were things about that software only that man knew. So when the system started misbehaving, they say, how can you tell us there's nobody that can fix this? They said the only person has been fired. No. Are you saying you people don't train yourselves here? Okay, you are speaking story. We said this thing, the only person that knows this aspect is the one you sacked. You see why you cannot play with knowledge? If you don't want to play office politics, work on your knowledge. If you don't want to play office politics, you better make sure you work on your knowledge base. Even if I say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Everybody knows that it's because you don't know anything. They recalled the brother back and gave him a letter. Welcome back from your vacation. You see that kind of thing? Say, welcome back. They expunged the dismissal and wrote, welcome back. Who told you they don't? Is it not someone that typed the first letter? It's human being. They have the format just to put your name. Or you think there are somebody sitting and typing, we are angry at you, you are now sacked. No, the thing is there just to put your name and date. Say, welcome back from your vacation. Which organization has ever given anybody a letter for going on leave? And they say, oh, welcome. But you see, we need to explain for the lag, that time lag. And the guy just came, so have you initiated this FTP response? Say, no, have you done it? Say, that's why when you know something, don't tell everything you know. I didn't say that one. I didn't say that one, though. They will just dispatch you. Say, what does he even know? When after you've taken everything, one day my boss said to me, Bing, I want you to be training all these boys. I said, So I sent them, I want all of you to come for a training. They say, boss, you are busy. There's customer. I say, no, me, I'm not even expecting. He said, Benga, you are doing too many things. You are doing too many things. You know, in leadership, he said, sit down, let me talk to you about leadership. In leadership, you need to learn how to second, how to be able to delegate. I say, yes. I carried my rope. He said, what? I said, I'm writing it. I want to learn how to delegate. So I want to learn. I say, I will try. I say, this thing you are saying is very important. As you are talking now, I'm seeing it. Akuko. I'll teach you all I know. Sir, you now use it against me. Then you want to challenge your master. Say you have that Kung Fu guy, say he has fought everybody, only his master. So he now wants to fight his master and become the world champion. The master has said, don't try it. Say, no, I've defeated all your enemies. I want to face you. So when they got to the battle, the guy just did like this. He now said, what's that? He said, I taught you 49 tricks. There's one I kept because of a day like this. Because of a day like this, I kept this one. So now it's one blow, seven die. Say, master, she. You people are not watching Korean film. Say, she. But now I realize that this one is dead, too. Is dead. All this grammar you are speaking, when the guy give you one, snake style, if he give you one, you will know it in your body that something has happened to you. You know, I like watching those Korean guys. They don't have time for rubbish. They go straight to the point. It's only when they are talking about love that they are slow. They will be imagining in their mind that the other lady, you know, can't she see that I love her? She can't see anything. Better talk. We have knowledge is important. Just the way knowledge of this finished matter, this finished work, your ability to appropriate his power depends on what you know. That as you are sitting here now, you are all a company of dead men that died with him, raised by the power of God. Which means that currently the force of the power of Christ in you, the hope of glory, is already in there. It's already activated. But you need knowledge to activate this one. Aha. If not, they will keep telling you are spiritual husband. That's why you don't have a child. This issue of atonement is very basic. And I want you to understand it. Because what that scripture we read said is that then the glory of the Lord shall appear. But it appears only after these three things. And the first one is the sin offering. The sin offering here means that when I come before the Lord, it's not every time that I must have committed a sin to confess one. In a sense, what it means is that when I've done something wrong, I should come before the Lord and ask for mercy. But in another sense, it is beyond forgiveness of sins. What it means is that, God, I am standing short of your expectation in terms of my assignment, in terms of my mandate. I have not loved the way I ought to love. You understand? It's not like you hurt anybody. But now you stand before him and you say, Father, despite the finished work, I still require your covering to be able to stand before you. That humility was what Lucifer lacked. And that's what threw him out. atonement. So when we pray for mercy, it's not because many times we have sinned. It is because we know that no matter how much we rise in stature and we become like Jesus Christ, we are only there because of an enablement of grace, which we must continue to remember. So that they will not take you to heaven in a vision. Say, now you be Paul. Now you be Paul. Alpha, Paul. Paul. Peter. Yeah, Piro. You guys, now they enjoy here. Yeah. Bartholomew, you made it. You see, the way you are just behaving, they know you are new. They know you just came. They can tell the way you even entered. No decorum. When they say, come into his presence with thanksgiving. And into his, there's a way God expects you to come. There's a way you dance. God knows you are dancing because of you are dancing like a man that was promoted in the office. You know, there's a way you dance. You're a big man. So God knows. Everybody in heaven knows that's you. That you bring your certificate into God's presence. But God didn't go to school. All this certificate is in your hand. If I put fire now, pew. The issue of mercy, the issue of the finished work, is not just that Christ died. It's that one is easy. You know why it's easy? Because it was Christ that died. So you don't see your own input. So it's easy to believe for what somebody else did. Do you understand me? Christ died for us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's why they are pushing you in the dream. Because there is no input from your own side. And that's why no matter how much God wants to save everybody, if you do not open your mouth and confess him, you will not be saved. So potentially everybody is saved, but not everybody will be saved. Secondly, we have what? The sin offering. What else do we have? The burnt offering. What else do we have? There are three of them. Sin offering, burnt offering, peace offering. Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2. Let's talk about burnt offering. I beseech you therefore by the mercy of God that I present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Next verse. And do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good. That means if I fail to renew my mind, regardless of what God is saying, I will not be able to prove. Come on now. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's possible for you to be very spiritual and anointed, yet you are failing at the second level. Because God said that for me to be able to prove what the will of God is, I must what? Renew my mind. What does it mean to renew my mind? Is to structure my mind, put it on a training program, where my mind now thinks the way God's word thinks. Not based on reality, but what God's word says. So when they say you are cursed, then you look at the word of God. What does the constitution say? He said, I'm the blessed of the Lord. Say, I'm a royal generation, I'm a peculiar people. Do you understand? So you admit the verdict of the constitution, regardless of whether you feel it or not. That is what it means. And then you choose that pattern of lifestyle, regardless of physical circumstances. So we are talking about burnt offering. Now, we are not going to offer any sacrifice. If you go downstairs, you will not see any ram. Even the thing is so expensive now, so it doesn't make sense. The subject of burnt offering in the New Testament is the subject of offering your bodies as a living sacrifice. You know, I said the title of this message is, like I told you, the glory is here. And I talked about the first layer of death, which is the one that happens when you come to Christ, where you died with him and rose with him. Now, this second level of death is the death of the mind. Are you hearing me now? Is what? The death of the mind, where your mind is now made subject to the authority of God's word. That you don't make your decision based on what eyes can see, but what God's word says. So in the Old Testament, they had what they call the burnt offering. That means they will. Do you know what they call in Yoruba? I don't know what they call it in outside Adams. There's something we call eroniyo in Ibadan. That kind of meat, when you roast it, you hang the goat on stick. Then you roast it, and then you put pepper and salt. Peppered, I don't know what they call it. Do you have an idea what I'm saying? When you kill a goat or something, you now open up the inside. It's not suya. It's like, and they call it asu. What is it in English? You know, peppered meat. Huh? Does it have it must have an English. What? Is that the Hausa? Is that Hausa? What did you call it? Barango. Balangu. Okay. I don't know if they eat that in your village. They eat aku. Now, I want you to see this is what it means to have a burnt offering. If you know this process I'm talking about, you hang the animal from the head. Huh? You hang it on a stake. Then the fire from within will burn it inside out. That is what Romans chapter 12 means. It's an irreversible process. Once you pass that stage, you can't come back. Peppered, salty meat. He said, every sacrifice shall be salted with fire. That's what our Lord Jesus said. Every sacrifice. Present your body as a living sacrifice. And our Lord Jesus said, I think it should be Luke chapter 3 or so. He said, every sacrifice shall be what? Salted. That means the salt there is what? Fire. This is burnt offering. That means not only are you just in Christ. Now, even in the recesses of your soul, God's fire is touching those parts. God's mind, God's will. There is no part of your life that you will shield from him and say, no, don't come to this area. The fire will get there. Say, God, we're going to take nations for you. We're going to take nations for you. We're going to take Cambodia. We're going to take Somalia. And then God says, take your stomach for the next 14 days. Take your stomach. That's when you begin to hear things like, the doctor told me that at 12 p.m. must not meet me without eating. When a man refuses to be touched by this kind of realities, that's why they can come to church and sleep. You will not believe it. Just write it down. One day you understand. I'm telling you. That's how people can come, sit down like this and sleep under such anointing. But I don't feel bad. You know why? Even Paul, I don't feel bad. Before I used to feel bad, like, oh, maybe I'm not preaching. But even Paul, somebody slept till he fell and died. He didn't even fall and say, hey, what happened? He died. If I was Paul, I'd leave that boy. I'd leave him there. So go and bury him. Now, when all this happened, now you get home and you tell your people that you are in church. Meanwhile, in heaven's record, you slept. You are not there because you don't even understand what I'm saying. I'm describing a process to expressing the glory nonstop. This process I'm explaining to you, you will not need a song to attract him again. This process I'm telling you, if you get here and allow his fire to come inside your soul and refine you such that every part of your soul, your emotions, your will, your intellect, your imagination, your memory, every part of it will be touched with fire. So, how you will know you have been touched is that you may not be comfortable to do it. You may not even have a scripture to back that decision. But somehow, it's not sitting well in your spirit. It's because fire has touched it. Because God is still looking for vessels to release his glory through. He's looking for vessels. He said, to this man will I look. Isaiah 66. Give me Isaiah 66. I think it should be verse 1 to 3 or so. He said, to this man I will look. That means there are some people God does not look at. He said, the heaven is my throne. That means all those people, I saw heaven at 8. I had a vision. I went to heaven. I saw John. I saw Paul. I saw Peter. All of them are expressions within the throne. They are what? Expressions within the throne. So it means if the heaven is his throne, that means God doesn't even live in heaven. He lives in a realm above the heavens. If that old fine place that you want to go and collect mansion, because you could not buy a plot of land in Lagos, if that is your own, if going to heaven is your destiny, as you have been wishing, that you will have a mansion one day, have you not even thought about it, that why would they give you a mansion? Why? Why? No, just imagine that if you are you, if you were God, will you give you a mansion? You don't want to be living alone in a big house. You now say, hey, where's Michael? Go and get me water. If you like, no bath. Let me hurry up. To this man will I look. Please, I think we were back in verse 1, right? For all those things as okay. Heaven, oh God, what's my offense now? Heaven is my throne and the earth. So all these things you are looking at, you know, we just got back from Dubai. We were preaching. I was preaching 3 days, and then from there went to India. A 7 days crusade. All those things you are doing, you are still here. It's funny. Those things that you see as glory, you are still here under defeat. He said the earth, all those places you wish, why can't Nigeria be like this? But where are we going? We are not even going to the heavens. We are going far above into the throne room. Aha. He said, but where is the house? I don't know if you saw something there. God is saying, if truly that this heaven, as glorious as it is only fit to be my seat. And if it is true that all these glories of the earth that Satan told Jesus to bow down for is only fit for footstool, can you build me a house? Because now we have a seat. Now we have a footstool, but we need to put it somewhere. Where is the house that ye have built unto me? Where is the place of my rest? You see, because when God shows up, he shows up with the full weight of his kabod. He is looking for somewhere to rest. He's looking for another Obededom. He's looking for somebody where he can find a nest in the earth. So that when people say, where can we go? He will say, go to Maryland. I have a base there. I have a base there. I have a base. Say, where is the house that you, did you realize that it was not God that built the house? He said, where is the house that you built? That means that I have a part in preparing myself, in submitting myself to be prepared by heaven to be a custodian of glory. Verse 2. For all those things that my hand made and all those things have been said, the Lord, but to this type of man, this kind of man, I don't look at everybody, this kind of woman, I'm going to look at him. You will not need to beg for his attention. He looks at you. When he sees a particular body language, he looks at you. He said, to this man will I look. Even to this man. Even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit. Do you have another version? And trembleth at my word. You see, that word trembleth at my word is another thing. It's another thing because if we go there, all of us will start repenting. I've made all this. I own all this God's decree. But there's something for. There's something I'm looking for. A person simple and plain, reverently responsive to what I say. Amplified. Give quickly. Amplified. Come on. Do we have it? Quickly. I don't have all the time. Or any other version you can get. For all these things my hands have made. So all these things have come into being. by and for me, saith the Lord, but this is the man to whom I will look and have regard. To have regard is to have respect. That means there are people on this side that God respects. He said, he who is humble and of what? Aha. You see, when God wants to walk upon your soul, he will break a few bones. You didn't hear that? I say when God wants to walk on your mind, he will break a few bones. Some of all those things you think they are important to your life, he will break them, he will collect them from you. Say you don't need it. And when he breaks you, he will allow the scar to be fresh so that it will be a constant reminder of where Jacob met with God and God shifted the whole of his time. If you say you have an encounter with God, you can't forget. You can't forget. He said, to this man will I look, he that is humble of a broken and wounded spirit, and who trembles at my word. That when I talk, he knows it's not a suggestion. This kind of man God wants to live with. Number three, peace offerings. What are peace offerings? I don't know if this message is for you, but it's for me. Peace offerings are sacrificial offerings that are made in order to assure communion with God. What that means is this. There are certain things that are not really sins. They are not iniquity. But you now choose them. You now choose them. You choose them as part of your sacrifice towards this journey. Huh? They are not, it's not a sin. You can do it. Like Reverend Maurice Cerullo said, I don't watch TV. I only hear the voice of God. That's what Maurice Cerullo said. He said, I don't watch TV. I only hear the voice of God. So it is not a sin. Before you start crying, it's not a sin. But it was a consecration he chose. Are you hearing me now? Let me give you another example. The first 7 days of every month will be my way of waiting upon the Lord into that new month. It is not a law, but it is something you chose in honor to God. That is your peace offering. They are sacrificial. Nobody will know. It is not a sin. But when you choose it, God honors it. Now, some of you are beginning to realize that you don't even have any of these things. Give me Leviticus 9, I think, where the scripture says the glory will appear. Verse 6. Okay, that we are there. No. Okay. That's after the previous verse where he stated these things. Moses said, this is the thing that the Lord commanded that you should do. And a consequence of disobedience is that the glory of the Lord, the kabod, shall appear unto me. Because you said you, because you are still thinking it's some people. God says, if I deal with the issue of sin, that I do not address the issue of sin as if it is just the responsibility of our Lord Jesus, and I take responsibility, trusting him continually for mercy, and I stand as one that has received mercy, not because I fast 7 days, not because I fast 14 days, but I am not developing square shoulders. There is no way I know I will win this battle, but except that I trust in his mercy, that every time I call upon him, after some time, he will tell you, my daughter, I have done it. Not because I have this spiritual pride. When I pray for you, that's where my friend laughs. Reality. When I pray for you, it's a kind of quiet pride. Very quiet. It's not dangerous yet, but it's going to be dangerous. So yes, we are fasted. Yes, from tomorrow we are going to fast. But we are not doing it to tie God's hand. You see where he is sitting, your own hand cannot even get there. where he sits, the angels must cover their eyes to look inside. That throne room is another realm. And yet he says we are seated together. You now, you still want to go to heaven. Meanwhile, they said we are seated together. So you are demoting yourself. You want to go to heaven. Who told you heaven is for you? Even the Jehovah Witness, they know that after this one, we are coming back to earth. You are still looking for mansion in heaven. Go to Banana Island. If you survive it, we'll give you land in heaven. Somebody said, now they are still building my house in heaven. They are building my house. They have reached window level. I said, stay there. Maybe they will complete. I don't know. Say, so I need to do good works. And that is why in one religion, when people die, they give money at the burial to push, to help his matter. So that when he reach heaven, you people don't know anything. No? We will contribute money. Because this God likes money. So if you are redeemed with perishable things, that means only those who have money will go to heaven now. Ah! Error of contradiction. Error of destiny. You now, you cannot make it, because the moment I give $1 million, nobody will look at your shikini money again. But how does God evaluate sacrifice? He evaluates sacrifice, even in giving, not by what you gave, but by what is left. So if you give God out of convenience, he's smiling. The reward cannot, you may give 1,000 naira offering. Somebody give 500 naira. But when he gave 500 naira, what he had left was zero. When you gave 1,000 naira, you had 10,000. So the other guy gave higher. That's what Jesus, our Lord Jesus, said. He said that woman gave the most. That means if Jesus sat there and was looking at what people gave, don't be deceived, he's still looking now. Keep giving to God. Just. At 200. You just smile. Even God is following you to smile. Because in your mind, you are smart. You see that God's scales of justice is quite different. If you understand these things that I'm saying, you will have a smooth walk with God that is not tied to what people say. Listen to me. You must understand what Jesus has done for you. And you must understand the role that you have played in it. That's talking about the sin offering. Then you must understand the burnt sacrifice, excuse me, which talks about the renewing of the mind and how you must allow the fire of God, the fire of the word of God, to penetrate every part of your soul so that every part of your soul is resonating with the word of God. And then you must come to your personal consecrations, those things that you have chosen for yourself. They are not thus here, the Lord. They are things that you have chosen for yourself to put yourself in alignment. When you tell yourself, I'm not going to check Instagram until I have prayed, that is a sacrifice. It wasn't a sacrifice in the days of Paul, but it's a sacrifice now. Because some of you know the only happy moment you have is when you find 300 likes on Instagram. I didn't know I was not popular. I used to think I'm a very popular person. I used to think, but I don't think so anymore. I'm telling you, I've been humbled. Uncle Tio, the day I saw your daughter's profile, I blamed myself for not being a friendly person. One picture, I don't look at the picture, I didn't see anything. 300 likes. The day I preach, this is how to hear the voice of God on Facebook. People don't work up us. There are some very spiritual people say, well done, man of God. They like it. But the day you put your wife there, sincerely, sometimes I do this thing there just to test people. I just test under 10 minutes, 20. So these people are awake. They are awake in the middle of the night. So I've rested that my assignment will not be judged by Instagram approval. Because some people are getting it. When I see my sister in the U.S., Sister Kim, when I see my sister in the where she's swimming, 3 million likes. So that means people like us will not stand before God. When somebody is getting 3 million likes, that means I can never. They would have shed all the crowns before they reach you. So leave the phone. Nobody will like it. Nobody will like that post. Pray. At the end of the day, it's the same people that are liking it that are still liking it. Yeah. And whether you are a guy, whether you are whatever, people will like pictures of ladies more than guys. So just deal with it. Humble yourself and accept. Don't try to prove a point that you are getting. If Sister Kim like one of your posts, you will see the result. All the time that you are praying, let God should blow you. If Sister Kim like one, everybody will know you. Keep Sister Kim. You people don't know that I have been the word before. So these three areas, do you understand them? If you get these three areas, you are on the path to irrecoverable experiential knowledge of glory. And in the realm of glory, every word that is spoken receives the approval of God. Because for anything to be uttered in glory, it must be uttered by a dead man. That means there is no personal interest. Do you understand what I'm saying? There is not like, let me do it because it's my sister. No. It is what God is saying that we stand for. So when David said, let my sentence come forth from your presence, he was talking about being able to make utterances in the spirit and that God will stamp it. When the Lord said, when the scripture said, Samuel, not God did not allow the words of Samuel to fall to the ground because he was ministering from glory. He was not ministering from anointing. He was ministering from glory. There was no prayer that Jesus prayed that his father did not hear, including the one in the Garden of Gethsemane. Because you expect yes. God sometimes says no. Other times he says wait. Other times he says I refuse to talk. And he still answer. Everything is answered. As you go into this fasting, and we are trusting God for 2021, I want you to have a desire in your heart that God will take the three layers of your body, soul and spirit, and prepare it as a living sacrifice. Come on now. As a living sacrifice. That is fit for him. That he can dwell in. For when he said, where is the house that you have built to me? It is not because he wanted you to build. It was because he wanted you to submit the house. So that he can fill it. There is nothing any man in his flesh can do for him. Except what he does through that man. So when he says, where is the house that you have built for me? What he was saying to you to be is, I want you to give me your body. Because your body is the temple. Your body is the temple. Your body is the temple. You need to see what I'm saying. That's your body. That temple that is above the heavens. That most holy place. This your body. Is the vessel he has chosen. Then when people say, what is man? That thou art mindful of him. What is man that thou considers him? For you made him a little lower than the angels. And God said, no. I made him a little lower than myself. The Elohim. So when you walk out of this place, walk out knowing that the temple that we arouse his glory in the coming years is not something you are looking for. It's you, Tobe. It's you, my brother. It's you, David. That a day will come on this earth. We will be walking temples. We'll be walking temples, sir. We are going to be walking temples, sir. The glory of God will fill the earth. As the knowledge of God fills and covers the field. That day is upon us. That day is upon us. That day is upon us. Rise to your feet. That day is upon us. And the glory is here. The glory is here. The glory is here. The glory is here. Give him glory and praise. And thank him for that word you've heard. Give him glory and praise. Ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Do you believe this word? Do you believe this word? Say, blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a manifestation of the things that are spoken. Listen to me. When a man becomes a custodian of glory, your life is no more determined by other men. It is what is living inside you that charts your course. It is what is living inside you that creates the path you need to walk in. That's why we must get there. That's why you must hear messages on the glory. Trust in him. It is only when we see the glory that Abraham can leave his father's house and everything that is sure and take a risk following God. Because it was the God of glory that appeared to Abraham in the land of Mesopotamia. Abraham was already rich, but when he saw the glory, he knew that the money was nothing. I believe your word. I believe your word. I believe your word. I believe you. We do everything you have said. I believe your word. I believe your promise. 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 Believe your promise.